Navy SEAL who killed bin Laden calls for General Milley to resign over Afghanistan failure. By Amy Furr on August 16, 2021. Former Navy SEAL Rob O'Neill, who killed terrorist leader Osama bin Laden in 2011, has lambasted President Joe Biden and his administration for its handling of the dire situation in Afghanistan. In addition, he called for the resignation of Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley in a series of posts on social media. "There are Afghans falling to their deaths off of our retreating aircraft. Has it the Joint Staff resigned yet?" O'Neill wrote in a tweet. In an earlier post, O'Neill said, "People are being killed trying to evacuate Kabul. But don't worry. Jen Psaki will tell us what's actually happening once dipshit goes to sleep." He also pointed to the fact Americans had heard more from the Taliban than we have from the most popular president in our history. Meanwhile, Breitbart News reported that Biden will return to the White House on Monday, according to his staff, to publicly address the Taliban takeover in Afghanistan. The president resisted making a public appearance on camera over the weekend as the Taliban swept into Kabul, leaving Americans and Afghan allies flooding the airport seeking evacuation. The last time he addressed the crisis was on Tuesday, before leaving for his August vacation. Biden was scheduled to stay at Camp David until Wednesday. Since Tuesday, the Biden White House team relied on staff-posted social media photos and statements in the president's name to serve as official reactions to the worst foreign policy crisis of his presidency. Former President Donald Trump released additional statements Monday criticizing Biden's handling of the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. "Who or what will Joe Biden surrender to next?" Trump questioned, adding, "Someone should ask him, if they can find him."